We actually have one coming up here for Saginaw County on the 23rd of April. So it's coming up here in just a few weeks. And I got to look at the calendar. Yeah, 23rd, Wednesday the 23rd of April, out at the Thomas Township Fire Station number 1, which is off M46 and Miller Road on the west side of Saginaw. That is open to everybody, and that teaches you the basic information as far as what to report, how to report. And then we also, for our ham radio group, for our emergency service group, we go through, for any new members that haven't gone through it, if I get a new one in, we'll go through net control training as far as what the different conditions are and what you're reporting. If you listened last night, we started out in a standby net, just gathering information, getting people lined up who we could. Once the storm started coming into Shiawassee, Gratiot County, we went to condition green, which is still allows for check-ins and information to come into the net. And then once the severe thunderstorm warning was announced, we went to what is called condition yellow. Condition yellow, there is no traffic on the air unless you're reporting severe weather conditions, damage, even that damage we like to have after we come back to condition green. But any severe weather, any life-threatening situations that meet the criteria are broadcast then. Other than that, it's basically every radio silence. If we ever go to a tornado warning, then it goes to condition red. Again, same things apply with that one. And then I'm also in contact on this frequency, if you were listening as well, with the MyConNet on National Weather Service. They will send us the reports. We will then upgrade our condition based on what the current thunderstorm or watch warning or whatever it is, and during that process. So it's a very good class. It takes about an hour and a half, and it's taught by the member of the Weather Service down in White Lake, down by Pontiac there. So this one this year isn't in person. We do it every 2 years. You have to recertify, go through the class every 2 years just to catch up on anything that might have changed in that 2-year period.